Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
An hour of commercial-free Padre talk. And then at 6 o'clock, we keep the good times rolling. Matt Scraby and the Chronicles. From 6 to 7 this evening, Padres were idle today, as you no doubt know. They will play, though, each of the next 13 days. There will be no more idle for a while. Padres go to Arizona. First meeting of the year with the Diamondbacks. God, I wonder. I don't want to speak for them. If I was broadcasting, though, Padre baseball, I would try everything I could to avoid running and bumping accidentally into Bob Brenly.
Well, he's right there in the hallway. I saw him last time the Diamondbacks were in town.
Nuts, this guy.
I was in the bathroom washing my hands. Guess who walked right in?
Bobo Brenly.
He did.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a fan. Sorry, Bob. Can't go. And I have a lot of reasons on that. The do-rag comment.
I mean, there's, yeah.
The whole other thing. I mean, the guy, please.
I think he said something about Fernando one time.
A ton of stuff. He puts his, open mouth, insert foot. That's Bob Brenly's specialty. J.J. Spahn's specialty is golf. And the former Aztec is the day one leader at the U.S. Open, 4 under par. He's the only guy to be that good today. 66, he shot. A couple of guys I haven't really ever heard of are 3 under par. I have heard of Brooks Koepka, though, and he's at 2 under par. That's a bit surprising to a lot of people because Koepka has been out of it for a while. John Rahm, 1 under par. It was a bad day, though, for a lot of guys. You know, Scottie Scheffler, for one, +3 for Scheffler today. Same for Bryson DeChambeau, +4 for Rory McIlroy today. And on down the line. So, day one of the U.S. Open in Pennsylvania. Scraby, you ready for a little Chris versus the fans here?
I sure am.
I am, too. Callers are ready. Let's play ball.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I also just wanted to say that at 6:40 p.m., I'm going to be breaking down Leah Anthony's Instagram.
Oh, brother.
So, just kidding. I got a text in the break.
I have a question.
Chill, bro.
I have a question.
Chill.
Can you wait that long? I mean, I don't know.
I'm not going to go to her
Instagram.
I'm not going to go to her Instagram today.
Crazy guy.
crazy guy. All right, let's get to the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know and you'll skip the first question. You'll get that question for free. Today, you will be playing for a couple different things, actually. The grand prize. A spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. You will receive a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, dine poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences, and experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com. Also, I have some tickets to give away. Not the Padres Royals tickets that we're going to give away before the end of the show, but these tickets, you need to get ready for a night of red, white, and you at KSON's All-American Summer. The party is happening Saturday, June 14th, this weekend, at Front Wave Arena with Scotty McCreery, the band Perry, Kelsey Hart, and Will Mosley. Grab your tickets before they're gone. Tickets at AXS.com. So that is coming up on Saturday. Saturday. So if you want tickets, go to AXS.com. But we'll give you those tickets today if you beat Chris.
And a bit later in the program, which isn't going to be much later because we only have an hour to go, tickets to Padres Royals on June 22nd. Stick around for that possibility.
Correct. You know, they changed our computer, Chris.
What do you mean? Change the actual computer or the way it works?
No, no. They had to upgrade to Windows 11 or something.
Ah, boy.
And I cannot get this thing
to
work.
Hey, I'm glad to hear it. Do you know why?
Why?
Because what you're going through right now is why I hate upgrading ever.
Well, you have to upgrade.
I know, but I don't like it because I always then have to learn something that I don't know how to do.
No, it's all the same. It's just like you have to reset all your preferences.
You just said you got to learn everything new.
Okay,
admit it.
No, I didn't have to learn anything. Look, the phone screener usually is half the screen. I cannot get it to go half the screen, so I'm going to have to really change the way I work.
Chris, and not a single listener is concerned about your issues.
All right, let's go to our first contestant. Let's go to Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hey there.
Hey,
Jesse,
there.
How are you, sir?
Ready to play?
First time player.
First time player.
All right, good luck to you. I think we had a first time player win either yesterday or the day before. So good luck to you, Jesse.
Number two.
Just like that.
Let's see. Which country hosted the 2008 Summer Olympic Games?
Why? That seems like a random year. Why that year? For the hell of it?
Yeah, because it was long enough ago. What did you say, Jesse?
2008.
Yes.
What country hosted that?
Scrappy wants to know who hosted the Winter Games or the Summer Games 17 years ago.
South Korea.
That was the Winter Games, but
stay there. Now, South Korea did the Summer Olympics.
They did the
1988, Seoul, South Korea. It's where Ben Johnson ran afoul of the law.
The Bears head coach?
No, the sprinter. Beat Carl Lewis and then got his medal taken away for performance-enhancing drugs, which at the time was a huge...
mistake.
A huge controversy. 2008, they were in Beijing.
Oh, sorry, Jesse.
Yeah, sorry. I kind of know those. I don't know why.
You made a big deal over there, and then you're like,
I kind of like to throw people off.
Kind of know.
Well, you could have asked me like 1956, and I could have said Helsinki, and you would have
Is Helsinki actually true?
I don't know. It was right around there.
All right, let's go.
I used to know them all. Now I'm a little off on that.
Next contestant, Eric.
No, 56.
Hello, Eric.
Sorry, Phil. 56 was Melbourne, Australia. I missed Helsinki by one.
All right.
Anyway,
Eric.
Go ahead. Eric.
You ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Good luck, Eric.
Question number one. Let's see here. Who relieved Randy Vasquez in yesterday's game?
Helsinki, Finland, 1952.
I believe it was
Maury Hone. That is correct.
Well, again, I have to work with you, and I will continue to do so. You have to say who immediately relieved.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
They had seven guys relieved Randy Vasquez yesterday.
No.
Yes.
So you're saying the closer relieves the starter?
Was no closer yesterday.
So you're saying the guy who pitches the ninth is relieving the starter?
The way you asked the question,
okay,
I could have been misinterpreted that way.
You're looking for problems. You're looking for problems here.
I normally don't have to look far.
All right, here we go to our next question, Eric.
Eric. Number two.
What NBA player famously said, quote, failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed?
Ooh, boy.
Michael Jordan.
Good
MJ.
Guess.
He got it.
That was him right there. All right, we're on to question number three now. So you stay right there, Eric. I'm going to hit the button, and if you get this right or Chris gets it wrong, you are qualified for the trip and those tickets to the concert this weekend. Whew, that was a lot to say. Let's see. Which Major League Baseball manager holds the all-time ejections record?
Ejected the most.
Ejected
by
the most.
I'm just going to say it.
Say it again?
Lou Piniella.
He's a good one.
Yeah.
Stay there, though.
Lou had some memorable ejections.
There's many, many names out there that this could
be. Yes, but I know this one. I've heard it before. Bobby Cox is the record holder, I believe. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Eric.
That's,
made
you know,
it all the way to question
number
three.
It's a tough game. It's a tough game out there. You just got to hang in there.
All right.
Bobby Cox. They actually have I think on Baseball Reference, you can type that in, and they list every ejection every manager's ever
had.
They
also list their their challenge record, too, now.
Yeah, I know. Everything's on there. But you can see who's been ejected the most and second most and
third most.
Whatnot. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant, which will be Jack.
Hello, Jack.
What's up, guys?
Not a lot. Good to talk with you, sir.
You ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right.
I think he's ready. Ready.
Let's see. What is it called when a runner tags and scores from third on a pop fly?
Back fly
is right.
I told a great sacrifice fly story last week when you were gone, but we don't have time right now.
Okay. It's actually beneficial to me that we don't have time. Here we go. Question number two for Jack. We talked about the AUSL the other day, Athletes Unlimited Sports League, or Softball League.
Softball League, yeah.
Who is the commissioner of that league?
The commissioner of the AUSL, something everyone should know, Jack. I'm just kidding, by the way.
I have no idea. I'm just going to pass.
Okay. Passes.
I think Chris knows.
It's sad because we talked about it, I believe. It's Kim Ng.
Yes.
Kim Ng. Yeah, boy. I'm on a roll today. Look out. I'm on a roll.
I'm on a roll.
I'm on fire.
I'm on a roll.
You hate when I get one right, as if that somehow should affect you.
I'm on a roll.
Should not affect you.
Yeah, I have to make more questions. That's why.
Oh, please. You got to make them anyway.
Let's go to Steve in San Diego. Hello, Steve.
All right, Steve. Take this game down once and for all.
I'll do my best.
All right, sir. Good to have you with us.
Question number one. Which position player pitched in Tuesday night's game for the Dodgers?
Kike Hernandez.
Kike is correct.
Oh, it was? I thought it was Steve in San Diego. I thought they just pulled a guy out of the stands.
Oh, well.
They may as well have.
I mean, Kike. Hold on, Steve. Kike was throwing an Ephus. Do you think that's by design? Because then he threw an 85-mile-an-hour pitch later in his...
I think he wanted to just take it easy on his arm.
Okay.
You know, why burn them all in there?
That's true. All right, Steve, question number two. Who is the only athlete to win 8 gold medals in a single Olympic Games?
Oh, boy. That's tough.
Michael Phelps
is correct.
Got it.
Nice job. All right.
Way to be on that, Steve.
Last question. You get this right or Chris gets it wrong, and you're qualified for Las Vegas, and you will win those tickets to that concert.
Right. But more importantly, you can say you were a champion of the game.
Yes, Chris versus the fans champion.
Although a lot of people say that. I don't know if everybody actually is.
It's like how everybody was there for Tony Gwynn's 3,000,
right. Yes.
Even though it happened in Montreal.
Yes, correct. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Steve, which country has won the most FIFA Women's World Cup titles?
Women's World Cup titles. Jeez.
I'm going to go with the United States.
I like it, Steve.
Correct!
He got it!
Nice job.
You ran it all, Steve. Well done. Stay on the line, Scraby.
Definitely not the American men.
I used to joke. I don't joke about this anymore because women's FIFA World Cup soccer is legit now. But 30, 40 years ago, it was kind of a fledgling thing.
Okay.
So women's soccer wasn't really on the map the way it is now. So I used to joke that, you know, we couldn't win at men's soccer, so we just invented the Women's World Cup so that we could win something.
Okay.
It was kind of a joke. It wasn't very funny, obviously. We take a break, and then after traffic, we have more on the Gwynn and Chris program.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On June 22nd, Padres will host the KC Royals. And you out there will have a chance to go to the game. We're going to give away a couple of tickets right at the end of this segment. So be ready. I'll give you a trivia question in about 5 minutes. Please don't call now, because Scraby will erase and hang up on all the phone callers.
Just locked them.
If you call in ahead of time. So it's not going to matter. So wait till you get the question, then call in. I'll give it to you. First person with the correct answer, 833-288-0973. We'll go see Padres Royals. got to tell you that it is a theme weekend. It is all Star Wars related that weekend. These tickets don't include the same thing that some of the theme tickets do, but they're tickets to the game, right? You're going to go see the ball game. So stick around for that. And then don't forget Monday, the day after that, June 23rd, Padres versus Washington. Scraby, I thought you stole it already.
No, I put it back in the box.
You did. You put it back. I'm not going to take it out, but there's a Fernando Tatis Jr. bobblehead. He's got the City Connect uni, and it's a bat flip bobblehead, meaning the bat flips around.
You know what?
It's a pretty, it's an item. I think people kind of want this one.
The Xander Bogaerts X-Wing bobblehead lights up. I got to get me that. I'm going to have to buy a theme game ticket, though.
Do they have an Xander Bogaerts bobblehead?
Yes.
Because I can see people sitting there going, oh, I bet you that one. The Fernando one, the bat swings around. The Xander one, the bat swings and misses. Hardy har.
I mean,
har.
You can say about both of them.
Hardy har har.
But the X-Wing lights up. Kind
really?
Of that one. Yeah.
I used to think bobbleheads were just kind of really just why. But now they've gotten so good that they're honestly are kind of worth having now.
We have so one of Sister Jean in here.
Yeah, I know the old Loyola Chicago fan.
We got a Brian Dutcher in here. I didn't even know Brian Dutcher had bobbleheads.
He does. There he is.
You know, I have put together quite the collection of bobbleheads.
And they're home?
Yes, they're
take
home.
A picture. I want to just see the collection.
They're not even out of their thing. It's in a box.
You keep why don't you display them?
Because
you,
I don't really have a place to display them right
now.
You
don't have bobblehead
but
displaying
I will.
Room?
One day I will have my bobbleheads up somewhere. By the way, right, there's a fire.
Let me ask you this real quick. Oh, wait, what?
There's a fire up in San Alijo right now.
Alijo, where is that?
It's like...
I can't think.
It's on the way, like in between San Marcos and Encinitas, kind of.
Oh, so be careful.
I just got a picture from someone that's near us that showed me the fire.
It's
40-acre fire.
Careful, everybody up there.
I might need to leave to go take care of my dogs, because...
That's close enough to you.
Not yet. Not yet. It's getting there. It's getting there, but I've asked my friend to.
Why don't you just leave now? I mean,
Because
mess around with this?
No, because it's not the. I guess the wind is blowing in the other direction. I have a friend that lives near us, and he's telling me he
wind
will go get
change.
The dogs. He said he'll go get the dogs if I need him to.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either. But it's a smallish fire, San Alijo. Hopefully, everybody's okay.
All right, now I have to carry on, and I'm concerned about the fate of Lucky.
You're telling me.
All right.
No, I have a friend that's going to go pick him up if anything gets bad.
You've got some things.
The L.A. wildfires really scarred me with the animal thing because so many people lost their animals. Not to death, but just lost them.
No, lost them, couldn't find them. Yeah, right.
Scarred me.
Orioles, Tigers, nothing yet. They've played 3 innings in Baltimore. No score. You know who's really good now for the Tigers?
Cary Carpenter.
Yeah, he's good. But the guy that we didn't really expect to be all that
Torkelson?
Catcher Dylan Dingler.
I love his name.
Right. We all do. But I remember when he played against the Padres and we're thinking, who is this guy? Dylan Dingler. Well, he's got 28 RBIs. Not bad for a catcher. 284 and a 757 OPS. Some people are talking about Dylan Dingler for the American League All-Star team.
Why not?
I absolutely.
And they're going to go back to wearing their own uniforms this year. So,
which is will actually get me to watch some of the All-Star game.
Last year's uniforms were so bad.
How long has it been? 3-4 years where they've worn the made-for-television uniforms that are just pathetic?
I mean, they did one a couple years ago where everything was in gold when they were in L.A.
They were all bad. All 3 years or 4 years that they did that. Thank goodness they're going back to wearing their own uniforms this year. Finally, one decision. One and only one, not driven by money. Because they were making some money, I imagine, on selling those All-Star uniforms.
I think they probably lost money, which is why they went back to the other ones.
Oh, is that the old, like, is that why, like, the penny? Like, we're getting rid of the penny because it actually costs more to make a penny than a penny?
Which I understand why we're getting rid of the penny, but it makes me a little sad. Does it make
I'm
you
sorry.
Sad? Are you a change guy? You're old.
I leave almost all change right there on the counter. For the next person.
That is
almost every
weird.
Time. You think?
Do you realize if you got like 85 cents in change, if you just save that every day? When my grandpa passed away a couple years ago or a year and a half ago, he gave me his coin, not even a collection. It was just a coin storage.
Okay.
And it was about, I'm not kidding, Chris, about 60 or 70 pounds of coins. And I've been rolling those babies ever since.
You're still doing it.
Yes. Because I'm looking for rare coins and things like that, too. But there is so much money to be made in spare change.
Well, next time you're behind me at, 7-Eleven, you may be the one that benefits.
Apparently, Dingler just hit a homer.
He did. How about that? What timing?
Come on down to San Diego. We'll make you hit home runs.
Derek Dingler.
I keep wanting to say Dirk Dingler,
we all
but that's
do,
not
that,
it.
I know. Everybody does, and that's why his name stands out. His parents didn't exactly do him a solid.
I think they knew what they were doing.
Maybe so. All right, here's your question for Royals-Padres tickets, June 22nd. Again, don't dial in until you hear the question. And by the way, when you dial in, Scraby will go, what's the answer?
Yes.
You give the answer. Do not come on and say, what was the question? Because you will get hung up on.
It's fair rules for everybody.
Right, same for everybody. Here's the question. This left-hander won 166 games in a Royal uniform. More than any Kansas City pitcher ever. Who is it? First person with the correct answer. Probably get everybody going to rush to look it up because I don't know anyone's going to know it off the top of their head. But whoever gets it right first will go to see the Padres and Royals on June 22nd. You call in while we take a break on Gwen and Chris.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All-time leading winner for the Kansas City Royals. Christian knew that, or at least he looked it up faster than the rest of you. And so he'll go see Paul Splitorff's old team, the Royals, take on the Padres on June 22nd. Paul Splitorff, pretty good pitcher, Scraby. 166 career wins to lead all Royals. And a 15-year career, all with Kansas City. And he had a 120 win season back in 1973. Left-hander, pitched 17 career shutouts. I mean, look, everybody who pitched then had some shutouts. Now, if a guy gets a shutout, it leads off SportsCenter pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Stanley Cup game number 4 tonight. Florida hosting Edmonton. Florida leads 2-1. And one last thing on J.J. Spahn before we get to the Big Five. Spahn, who leads the U.S. Open, San Diego State. Did you know, Scrabe, he was a walk-on at San Diego State. Wasn't even recruited to play golf. Played at San Diego State. It was an All-Mountain West selection 2010-11, and then Player of the Year in 2012. Not bad, though, for a walk-on. Must have caught fire once he got to San Diego State. This is his first ever, second ever U.S. Open. He was cut in the 2021 U.S. Open. He's never played in the British Open or the Open.
The Open Championship.
Yes. And the highest he's ever finished in any major, tied for 23rd at the Masters, 2022.
That's how he...
That's
a good finish for him because then it qualified him for other stuff.
Gotcha. But my point being, other than, you know, he's San Diego State, so we're kind of behind that. He is largely a journeyman in the sport of golf, right? I mean, he's not on anybody's radar.
Well, if you're not playing consistent majors, you're definitely a journeyman.
But good for him.
Trying to find your way.
He shot a bogey-free round today, 66.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't either. And according to this, it's only the 8th bogey-free round ever, a professional round, at this golf course in Oakmont, Pennsylvania.
That's why
saying nobody can do what he did today.
That's why I'm saying it's so impressive because Oakmont has thick rough, narrow fairways, tough greens. Like, not bogeying is pretty incredible.
Yep, he didn't bogey today. So good for JJ. Hopefully he'll stay there. I'd love to see like the whole weekend. You know, all these other guys are going to come up and struggle right now. Scheffler, Bryson, you know, they'll all make their run. But I hope Spahn can stay there. All right, let's get one last check of traffic before Scraby hits us with today's Big Five.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Jack in the Box. Turning out to be a busy afternoon, guys. We've got a brush fire burning near a neighborhood in Carlsbad. This is centered around Corte Claro and Paseo Encino. 40 acres have burned so far, and there have been some evacuations. We'll keep you posted on that. Meanwhile, southbound 163 has just cleared an accident near Mesa College. We still have this crash south 805 before the 163.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Man, this show has flown by, Chris.
Well, you know, I'm pretty...
When you're having fun.
Pretty interesting to listen to over here.
Okay. All right, let's get into it.
Number five.
Now, this is a tongue-in-cheek question, Chris. I just want everybody to know that before they take me serious. But I have received DMs. I've seen on the YouTube chat. I've seen on Twitter. It's time to fire a coach for the Padres.
Because it's time to fire a coach for the Padres.
Time to fire a coach for the Padres.
Yeah.
Okay.
This team is not playing where they should be, according to some.
Okay.
And this is not me. I'm just removing myself from the situation. Fans want to fire Mike Schilt because he can't put a lineup together.
Oh, we're firing Mike Schilt.
Fans want to fire the hitting coach because they're going through a little bit of a rut.
More than just Mike Schilt.
Fans have not wanted to fire Ruben Niebla, even though...
Ruben will survive.
Yes, Ruben will survive.
Okay.
Now, which coach do you think they should fire, Chris?
I'm not going to distinguish this with a response.
I thought you were going to go in that direction.
I don't see any reason to fire any coach.
I don't either. I don't get the notion, and this happens every single year. I don't get the notion of this team is going through a rough patch. Let's fire the hitting coach. What is that going to do? I don't think it does anything. If anything, it makes everybody more nervous because now everybody's on edge.
Let's just say this. One of the things that I think has been very successful for the Padres and really was something we talked about in April was the fact that they kept the same coaches around this year.
Yes.
The consistency in the organization. Everybody said, that was really smart. That was good. Okay, well, if it was good then, it's still good now.
Yes. Yes.
Don't fire any coach.
At the end of the year?
No.
They win 60 games, then we could talk about it.
We're not there.
But we're not even close to being there yet. So please, people, stop firing people just because...
Well, don't tell Scraby you want to fire them. Keep it to yourself.
It's not going to happen. They want to fire Mike Schilt.
I know they do.
I don't know why.
It's crazy.
Number four.
All right, this one's kind of sad, Chris, but a current major league pitcher was named in court documents as being someone who provided Tyler Skaggs, a Angels pitcher who died of an accidental overdose in 2019.
Yeah, that was bad.
Skaggs' former agent Ryan Hamill said in a deposition that Skaggs told him he was using pain pills containing oxycodone, and they were provided by Cincinnati Reds left-hander Wade Miley. They had played together.
Wade Miley is still pitching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Miley is not facing criminal charges, and it's not the first time his name has come up in relation to Skaggs' death. During the sentencing phase of Kay's case, which is the Eric Kay was the former publicist, prosecutors used a recording of conversation between Kay and his mother in which Kay said Miley was one of Skaggs' drug suppliers. Now, if you go into it a little bit more, they had text messages and all this other stuff. So this seems like the Angels clubhouse was like, it was widely known that these pills were there.
It was problematic, according to a lot of people.
Very problematic. Skaggs was buying pills off of other guys because that's how bad his addiction was getting. My question for you, Chris, or I guess I'm up first. Do the Reds need to get rid of Wade Miley? I thought about this a lot.
You did. And you, I think, are, you know, a little closer to this type
yes.
of situation than many.
I've thought about this a lot. And I don't think you fire him. I don't think you get rid of him because he's not facing criminal charges. Although it's not a great look for your team. And it's not a great look for your organization. Now that his name is on every website, sports website out there.
A drug supplier to somebody who died.
Now, supplier seems like a very, very strong word. It sounds to me like Wade Miley would sell pills to Tyler Skaggs, out of his own collection.
Okay.
So it'd be like, hey, I need two pills. I'll pay $40 for them type of thing. I don't think Wade Miley was going and getting everything for Tyler Skaggs. Do the Reds need to DFA him? No. But this is not a good look. And I wouldn't be surprised if I saw something happen with Wade Miley and the Reds roster. I don't want to punish a guy for doing what millions of other people do. But if your name is named in a death, then there's a little bit more seriousness to this case, to this story for me. Chris?
Yeah. In a perfect world, you would just say, hey, Wade, yeah, we're going to move on. But that's just not how these things seem to ever go. And I also think that, you know, since Wade Miley is not charged,
he has not
officially with anything.
Yeah.
I don't think the Reds have a leg to stand on
exactly.
at all.
Because yeah, you're right.
Regardless of what
you could
it
say, it's
looks
a bad,
like.
But you could say it's it goes against team values, I guess. But
what goes against team values? He hasn't been
being
charged
a guy
with
who
anything.
Has in the past been involved with drugs and a death.
Do we know this? I mean, is this
they're
this
saying
is what
that he, Wade Miley was giving him?
This is what somebody claims, right?
No, these are text messages between Skaggs and Miley. And
I, look. Nothing's going to happen, so...
I get it.
Sorry.
You don't need to be sorry, Chris. It's just really sad all the way around.
Of course
the former
it is.
Publicist, I believe his name is Eric Kay, was sentenced to 22 years in prison for his role in this whole thing.
One of the things I don't... Wade Miley, not good.
Yeah.
But I still put 99% of the blame on the person who took the stuff and killed themselves. I can't... always blame the supplier.
No, I
sometimes
agree.
I have to blame the person who they supplied it to.
When I was a drinker and a user of things, it was on me. I knew what I was doing. I knew it was dangerous, and I did it anyway because I didn't care. And that's not how it is anymore, obviously. But you're right. If something would have happened to me, I would hope my family would not try to go after everyone who, you know, discuss drugs with me or whatever.
Yeah, but they would.
I don't know that my family would. I don't know. But I understand why the family of Tyler Skaggs is doing this because they don't really have resolution in this.
Well, they want some closure. That's what they'll say.
All right.
Number three.
Cincinnati Bengals rookie defensive end Shamar Stewart left Cincinnati's mandatory minicamp today amid a contract dispute, Chris.
Never heard of that happening before.
Not for really. In the new rookie wage scale, you don't usually hear
right.
about
you
this.
You don't have a lot to...
Stewart, the Bengals' first-round draft selection, has not participated in any of the team's offseason workouts, according to a source. The dispute is centered around interpretation of language in the contract that could affect guaranteed money. So, Chris, if you're the Bengals, would you prove a point and let them hold out?
Again, it's almost like the last question. I always want to prove my point and win and tell this young person, be happy that you're here and just take what we give you. But it just doesn't work that way. And part of what I would think is I invested... you know, my pick in this player, you know, be beneficial to me to have the player in uniform performing for me. So I have to say that I would at least listen to it. I would probably tell them no, but I would try to work something out because it's, I mean, if I prove my point and the player completely walks and leaves and I get nothing, then we both lost.
Yeah.
So that's my only thing on that. I know what you're saying, though.
We've been talking about this off the air for a couple weeks now, and it's all about how I'm really getting tired of NFL players holding out because someone else made more money than them. Like, I want people to uphold their part of the contract. They signed the contract. They said, this is okay with me if I get paid this amount of money in this year.
Right.
I don't know that we have to keep doing this. And the teams, I want the players to make money, but there's something for me about just completely disregarding a contract that you signed that apparently was okay with you, but now all of a sudden it's not because someone's making more money than you. Go out there, prove that you're worth the money, and you'll get it in your next contract. I'm tired of this. I'm really tired of this. This guy has not played a down, Chris, in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he's already angry about something in his contract.
I know. So make your point as owner of the Bengals and tell him no, get lost.
I will.
And then your team's not going to go anywhere. You know, this is... the player does still hold some cards here. Even though you don't want them to.
I get it. I get it.
I know you do.
Number two.
According to Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, he is quoting several sources with several different stories as Pat McAfee has shared a bunch of, on his social media feed, the hashtag up to something season, which has historically meant there are rumblings behind the scenes with the Pat McAfee show. One of the sources said that ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter has been banned from the program in recent months, stemming from an incident during an ESPN2 broadcast free agency special on March 12th. According to Marchand, McAfee wanted Schefter to be a part of his program on the day of the new league year beginning. However, Schefter was reportedly not able to show up for the program, and as a result, this reportedly led to Schefter's banishment from the show. Nevertheless, Ty Schmidt, who is a contributor to McAfee's program, has remained in his role at the Adam Schefter podcast, and it does look like Adam Schefter is now going to be back on the Pat McAfee show. So, I'm up first. Is Pat McAfee getting too big for his britches? Recently I've been watching Pat McAfee, and I think that he does a really good job of entertaining. I do think he's getting too big for his britches. If true that Adam Schefter could not be on the show and then you ban him from the show, that's a little bit of an ego trip right there. Like, get over yourself, Pat McAfee, if that's the real truth. But Pat McAfee is in danger of becoming a victim of his massive success, because I think that he really thinks he's a very important human being. And I think that he really thinks that people will do whatever he wants. And when they don't, he gets mad. So, yes, I think he's too big for his britches.
What number was this?
2.
And I got to answer quickly. Could not agree more with you. In fact, I've never agreed more with
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a Pat McAfee fan for the reasons you just said, basically.
Okay.
Number 1.
Patrick Reed, live golfer Patrick Reed, made only the 4th double eagle since the U.S. Open started keeping records some 4 decades ago, which is kind of crazy. They just started keeping records 40 years ago. Dunking in his second shot from 286 yards on the par 5 fourth hole at Oakmont, the so-called albatross is considered the rarest shot in golf. So he made a 2 on a par 5. And with only a few hundred made per year around the world, compared with apparently every year there's 30,000 holes in one. I've never had the pleasure of a hole-in-one. So, Chris, you're up first. Would you rather have a hole-in-one or an albatross?
Hole-in-one.
Why?
Because 99% of the people I tell to I got an albatross would go, oh, what's that? Hole-in-one, everybody can define that and take in celebration with me. I didn't get an albatross, but I'd made a similar shot, holing out from 140 or so yards at one time, but it wasn't. It was for eagle.
It was
out. Good, but yeah, no. A hole in one is universally understood, so I want that.
All right, that's it.
Well, I don't know anybody.
I want? I want a hole in one.
Nobody has albatross on their bucket list.
I kind of do.
Nobody.
A 2 and a on a par 5, you got -3 in one hole. That would be kind of cool. But a hole in one is something that you will definitely remember forever and tell everybody about forever.
Padres Roundtable, an hour of commercial-free Padre talk is up next for you. Then the Scraby Chronicles after that. So settle in. We got a lot of fun stuff still ahead. Gwen and Chris is back tomorrow at 2 on 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.